Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I had a back and forth at practice before the Pittsburgh game, yada, yada, yada. So there's no doubt that if Cal McNair would have an exchange with, in whatever way, shape, or form he would do it, with J.J. Watt about the future of Bill O'Brien, I don't think it's a stretch to think that Cal McNair and J.J. Watt would have a conversation about the future of J.J. Watt. Now, that may be exactly what this is. They may have had a conversation, and J.J. said, I ain't got no interest in going nowhere. Okay, you're off limits.
And I don't like that either. If I'm the Texans ownership and you say JJ says, nah man, I don't want to be traded. So all right, JJ doesn't get traded. No, we gotta listen. We gotta listen to that. Like I understand how important he is to this city, but I'm not going to not trade JJ Watt just because JJ Watt says to me he doesn't want to be traded.
Look, I personally agree. I personally would do, again, what's in the best interest, whether that's him being here, him being traded, or taking calls on him or not. I would do what is in the best interest of the organization. And as an owner, the owner's job is to put the general manager and the head coach in the best position to have success. And if that includes fielding calls about J.J. Watt and possibly moving on from J.J. Watt, then damn it, you got to do it. Right,
yes,
you,
that's
and
it,
and if you don't, then you're not doing everything in your power to put the next regime in the position to be as successful as they possibly can. And to me that's unfair, right? I don't know who's steering the ship between J.J. Watt and McNair, and if he moves or if he doesn't move. But when it's all said and done, they've got to do what's best.
That's
for the organization, period.
Yeah. And it may be very well that he stays here, but it shouldn't be, all right, JJ says he doesn't want to be traded, so he's off the block. No, that can't be it because the best move could be I get a second-round pick and I don't have JJ's contract. That may be the best move for the next regime coming in. You got to make that decision.
We can hash it up however we want to show, I'm telling you though, I just don't see in any way, shape, or form how 99 has ever moved without him initiating it.
Yeah, like so to you right now, if JJ went and met with Cal McNair, Jack Easterbees, and said sorry. If JJ went in and met with Cal McNair and Jack Easterbees and said, hey, look, fellas, I'm wanting to stick it out. I want to be a Houston Texan the rest of the way. I don't want to be traded. Like, you think there's a pretty strong chance that the decision would be, well, he's not getting traded.
Yes. And I think
that's a problem to me for the organization's future to me.
Well, it's not if he stays healthy, right? I mean, ultimately, but there's a bunch of ifs, right? If my auntie had a couple, she'd be my uncle. I mean, but it's not when you look at the way that I believe that the only way that JJ would move is if he initiated it. And I think when you look at the way that we've discussed it all day, I think there's good chance that national media is discussing it in some way, shape, or form.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You got to think in their world, they're having meetings after practice. They'll tell you, oh, we ain't worried about no trade. We're about winning games. Well, you had a meeting after practice about trade rumors. So clearly it's bothering you. It's in the room. I don't see a bigger elephant in the room than J.J. Watt and a possible trade with J.J. Watt. How do you move forward and avoid having a conversation? One way or another, right? How do you go to work every day and see J.J. Watt
and not have
some kind of conversation?
Reassurance, so, or whatever.
One way or another. Yeah. So, I think there's a conversation that's either being had as we speak with this information leaking, or it's been had in the last few days, and they're moving on beyond it.
Big Steve, go ahead, man. Thanks for calling. Hold on, man. What's your thoughts on this?
Hey, guys. Here's my thought. As long as Jack Easterby is parking his car in that parking lot, I don't want him making any, not one deal with anybody, because he still has a stench of O'Brien on him. That whole clan over there has a stench of O'Brien. I want somebody that will come in here. As long as you have Watson and Deshaun on this team, you have a chance. If you can get another regime in here, a good GM and a good coach to come in here, let them make the decisions. They're the ones coming into the situation. That regime over there needs to go, okay? Not one of them has made a good draft, personnel move, or anything, because they still have the stench of O'Brien. Get them out. Let the new regime come in. At least you have a superstar on defense and you have a superstar on offense. That's a pretty good starting block. I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call, Steve. It can be, and it may be the right move. My thing is, you should not be operating in any way. If your organization is about, we're going to put the best product and give ourselves the best chance to win big, you can't be controlled by players like that, to where I walk in, I don't want to be traded. All right. And I understand how special he is, but that to me is not the best way to do business.
Yeah. The scary,
and I'm saying it, that's how it's being done.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, the scary thing is that, I mean, he makes a great point, is if, let's say somebody does call and say, we'll give you a one for JJ.
Got it. You have to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, what happened to not wanting Jack Easterby and company to make moves for the Texans? That's what I'm saying. Like, they're between a rock and a hard place. Of like, I agree, I don't want Jack Easterby making any decisions.
I don't either.
However, where do you draw the line of, hey man, that's a no brainer. That's a no brainer, and that's in the best interest of the organization. Who's holding him accountable to where those are the kind of decisions that he makes? And where do you draw the line of, that's a no-brainer. Okay, no, that one right there, can't mess with that one. But that right there is a no-brainer.
In that particular
situation, hell yes it is. But I'm just from a 30,000-foot view, you're looking down on how do you go, okay, Jack, you can make that decision if it's obviously an unbelievable offer, but when it gets a little bit more cutting time. We don't want you making decision. They're in a bad spot as an organization,
yes,
man.
But I still think with that thought process, it's still making the decision that's best in the best interest of the team, because you're not sure how comfortable you are with Jack making that decision.
Remember, Jack will tell you that DeAndre Hopkins not being here was the best interest of the team now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So one could be. That's easy. Another one, if you get Leary. Now, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. As always, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Tyler, wonderful job. Clint, great job. And from the text line, we're going to have somebody explain this to us tomorrow, Clint. Someone did text in, if your auntie, what? What the hell did you say? Yeah, we're going to have to get that explained, because me and Tyler were talking to each other. I don't know what he said. As always, I'm Ron, the show. We love you, baby!
Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.